Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
I closed with a question yesterday on the podcast. I opened with it today. How do you deal with life after the Damascus Road experience? Once you've had your encounter with grace and it transforms you and the old you is blind and the new you has sight, how do you deal with the adversity and the problems? Is there something more that we're supposed to learn? Is there like the road past grace, the stepping stone past the finished work? What is it that we're supposed to get to next? Well, I believe that the message of grace will lead you to some things perhaps that you've never thought of before. It will also make you question some things you were pretty sure about before, because the finished work will cause you to start to evaluate if you really believe everything's finished. But I can tell you this, if you want to know how to deal with the growing pains of grace, here's what you need to do. At every available opportunity in your walk with God, go back to the foundation of your salvation. And the foundation of your salvation is you are forgiven of your sins. When the angel prophesied through Zechariah about John the Baptist's arrival, he said, "He shall give my people knowledge of their salvation through the forgiveness of sins." In other words, they're going to know that they're saved because they know their sins are forgiven. And I like to say it this way. If you don't know your sins are forgiven, you probably don't know that you're saved. All of the times in my classic heritage, my classic Pentecostal heritage, if there were times I felt like I was backslid and might not make it to heaven, it was because I didn't think I was forgiven for what I'd just done. Every time. If I can be convinced that I have forgiveness of sins, I can be convinced that I'm saved. If you want to know beyond a shadow of a doubt whether you're saved or not, you need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt whether or not you're forgiven. If you can buy in the fact that you're forgiven, you'll never doubt that you're saved. So go back to the foundation. Now, I think some people think forgiveness of sins way too simple. And say, well, you know, you got to move on. There's got to be something more than forgiveness of sins. I say this. Just because it's foundational doesn't mean it's simple. If you go out here and build a house, the foundation is one of the first things you have to do. Now, nobody gets excited when they move into a house and go, "Yes, we have a good foundation." Nobody comes to see your new house and says, "Wow, what a foundation." All they see is the rooms, the house. But you know as well as I do that if that foundation isn't right, it's not going to matter how good everything else looks, because it's all eventually going to fall down. You're going to have problems. Don't call forgiveness of sins simple. Call it foundational. Just because it's foundational doesn't mean that it's not necessary. It's the single most important thing you have. Know that your sins are forgiven. Know that the Word of God says, "Happy is the man to whom the Lord imputes not sins." Know that Hebrews says, "Their sins and their iniquities will I count against them no more." Know that 2 Corinthians 5 says, "I have reconciled the world unto myself, not imputing their trespasses against them." Now that's three witnesses right there in the New Testament. And we could go on and on. To be convinced that we're forgiven of our sins. And let me tell you this. Satan doesn't really need anything to condemn you for. He will just condemn you. All right? He doesn't actually have needed you to do anything. He'll just condemn you over stuff. I've had the enemy condemn me for not preaching what I used to preach. And I would think, "Man, you know, you don't preach that hard like you used to." And I'd think, "Oh man. Oh man, I need to get in there and bust some noses." And I'd feel that condemnation come up. Let me tell you something. You didn't even have to do anything wrong. But if you accept it, you are on the road to failing. If you accept guilt and condemnation, you are on the road to your next mistake. It is time that whenever you come into the opposition to do what Paul does in Acts 13:51, shake the dust off their feet against them and come to Iconium. Get out of there. Jesus said, if they don't accept you, shake the dust off your feet and move on. I'll close this whole idea out as we close out the month tomorrow of a New Testament outpouring. And I'm going to show you the outpouring tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.